Hi, this is Steve. I'm here to meet with Celestine, who is one of the pioneering artists here in Oroville, working with recycled art. And she has written some beautiful poems about justice. So let's hear her recitations.
Future art. It is recycled art, a historical event across the path of Oroville and the world. It is a public art and for public alone. It has nothing to do with the past, but a spontaneous happening. It is not by taking away, but pouring more power onto it. It absorbs all the responses together, but caring all passes by and a play in action. It is nothing to do with buying or selling. Above all, going beyond attachment. It is ever an evolving art and ever to grow in power. It is to enjoy the divine play during and ever after. Future art. It is less of fear and more of courage. Not just for privileged few, nor to be found in exhibition halls. It is not to be simply name-framed or table-talked, but lived as part of life in its wholeness, embracing nature and the divine. Surely, not just a menial mental activity, but a widening of the vision. Not a narrowing down to the known, but rather an expanding into the realm of the unexplored. An insulation rising to a heightened being rather than only the earthly. Taking more from future, depending less on past. Born of beauty and thought, pieced together from random pieces of life and the living of it. Created out of necessity and not from extravagance. Future art, a thought. What stops future art from coming to us, and how can we free ourselves from our prejudices and box thinking? Let us strive to create art in intelligent and unique forms that bring the divine to us through the act of understanding beauty. Understanding the need to express the creativity born from daily circumstances, the items we use, the clothes we wear, the books we read, all leave behind them something of themselves that must be looked at. All resources thus used to create art inevitably have some stories to tell. Why waste? Why not use them to create interactive art forms that may remind us of ourselves? Future art cannot happen through one person alone. It must become a revolution, a coming together of a collective in which independent thinking is encouraged, where space is made to ponder upon the arrival of the future being. Like all process, it is not easy. One encounters resistance. The road is not smooth. Sabotage happens. A well-trodden road exposes no secrets. Struggle has to take shape and form. Struggle that lifts up from the status quo through rebellion. Cause the stir. Take the risk. But beware. Don't let past memories of failures and prejudices bog you down. Rise and create. Expand your perspective, your receptivity. Widen your horizons. So wide that there is no limit to creativity and understanding. A future where all boundaries fall apart and minds come together. It is unrecognizable by those who speed by. No attempt to find meaning, but just to live on. Have heart, soul and body, but care not. How? Funds should be pouring in, with more assistant directors, executive arriving, plus recognized volunteers, guest houses being built. But wait, that's not the way future beings come in. It is a process. No outsider support. It's sabotage from different corners that powers the drive to create. What? It is to stand alone in the midst of everything, carrying with it the art of celestial quality. Not independent, but standing alone, bearing with nature, bearing with God. Freedom from past burdens, reaching high of beauty and its love. Intelligence is not the sum of many. It is independent of numbers, is of earthly dimensions and of heavenly heights. To be all round recognized, got to toil long enough and act so hilarious and ever rebellious and risk-taking that soon even the gods have to give in. What stops us but our past, in memory or in collective? Try to ever reach out to celestial heights while widening earthly dimensions. Life divine is a key to all existence on earth and heaven. Celestine.